Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2368, recorded on Thursday the 26th of March, 2026. I'm joined by James McGarry, and together we will bring you the local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about an account of childhood in the poorest part of Norwich in the early 20th century. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature looking at the achievements of a Norwich teacher who set up a charity helping children in northern Ghana. At the end of this week's news, you'll be able to listen to Chris Skinner with his Countryside podcast. He is joined by Matthew Gudgeon, and they chat about willow trees and cricket bats, hear from a song thrush, and Chris describes a flurry of butterflies, plus they have an encounter with a red kite. So, let's begin with our first batch of news stories. From a fine city to a find city. The Maidshead Hotel wins three awards, including Hotel of the Year, and Norwich Livestock Market is to move to be near the Food Enterprise Park next to the A47.
Norwich City Football Club has said a change in rules relating to who pays for staff uniforms led to its being handed a penalty for illegally underpaying more than 1,000 workers. The club was one of 389 UK employers named by the government for failing to pay the minimum wage. It received the penalty for underpaying 1,152 workers, owing them more than £99,000 in wages, roughly £85 each. The club said the penalty related to a legal issue dating back several years, when casual and part-time employees paid for parts of their uniforms. Norwich City previously told staff they had to purchase and wear their own black shoes and trousers as part of their uniforms. Following a change in the law, the club was required to pay for those parts of the uniform. It now does so, but initially failed to reimburse existing staff for the expense of paying for their clothing. It meant that those workers were effectively paid below the national minimum wage because they had to pay for their own uniform out of their own pocket. The club said it has since paid all members of staff what they were owed. It did not reveal the amount it was fined.
Almost 14,000 illegal cigarettes have been seized by police and Trading Standards during a series of shop visits. Officers and Norfolk County Council Trading Standards visited four convenience stores in Norwich, seizing 13,860 illegal cigarettes and 10,740 grams of hand-rolling tobacco. A detection dog named Frankie even helped uncover a stash hidden in a wall cavity behind showroom shelving. Members of the public are urged to report illegal sales of vapes, cigarettes or tobacco. Reports can be made to Citizens Advice by calling 0808 223 1133.
An historic city hotel has scooped three awards at the region's Tourism Awards. The Maidshead Hotel in Tombland was named Hotel of the Year at this year's Suffolk and Norfolk Tourism Awards. The hotel, which claims to be the UK's oldest, dating back more than 800 years, also won the Taste of England and Unsung Hero Award. The awards celebrate the visitor economy across both counties, with the 2026 ceremony being held in the Corn Hall in Diss. The Unsung Hero Award was presented to head housekeeper Mandy Ames, who has dedicated more than 35 years of service to the 84-bedroom hotel. "I'm lost for words," she said. "I had no idea I had been nominated until I was told I was the finalist. I'm absolutely thrilled." General Manager Christine Malcolm said the recognition reflects the passion and commitment of the entire team. Head Chef Alistair Grand said, "Winning the Taste of England Award is a fantastic achievement." Director David Chaplin described the success as an unprecedented achievement and is a proud moment.
A new site where Norwich's livestock market looks set to move to after centuries of being based in the city has been revealed. Norwich City Council has announced it has identified a preferred site for the market switch next to the A47 at Honingham, close to the Food Enterprise Park. It comes after a mooted move for the market, currently based in Norwich's Hall Road, to land at North Tuddenham near Dereham, was abandoned in the face of opposition. Labour-run City Hall said it had now selected its preferred site near Honingham roundabout, currently used as a compound for Galliford Try, the contractor carrying out A47 duelling work. Galliford Try has put down asphalt services on former farmland there to create that compound. Its duelling work is due to be completed next year. Carly Harper, the Council's Cabinet Member for Finance and Major Projects, said, "We have chosen this site as it represents an excellent opportunity to continue our detailed work to explore relocation plans for the livestock market, so Norfolk's farming community will have a top-class facility, which has excellent transport links to the wider region it serves. No final decision has been taken. We will take forward further investigation and design work and conduct a wide-ranging public consultation and engagement exercise with local residents and key stakeholders later this year."